is Road to the Draft with Cal Toomey and Matt Edwards.
Thanks for downloading the podcast. If you're listening on the AFL Exchange feed, you know exactly who this is. It's Matt Thompson.
But what are you doing here?
If you're listening on
Get out of our podcast.
If you're listening on the Road to the Draft feed, you've got no idea who this bloke is who's just taken over.
Which recruiter are you? Because the last podcast under that name was actually Gil McLaughlin.
That was a high-powered podcast. Mm. In fact, you insisted that be one-on-one. You actually kicked Nat out of the studio.
Yeah. Right. I said, Nat, we're going to do it on Tuesday. It was actually Monday. You should take your day off on Monday.
So we've got Nat Edwards and Cal Toomey here, as well as Jack, who has the privilege of producing both of our podcasts. And we thought in this week before Christmas we would get together, hang out, have a chat, and just talk footy.
A merging of the podcasts. This has never happened before. I wonder which one is going to win out in terms of who listens to this podcast more on the Road to the Draft platform or the AFL Exchange platform. Are we going to have a ratings war?
Possibly. Yeah. I think that the analytics
Lisa
department
Lisa V. Koshy over here.
The analytics department will be all over it. No, Lisa's got a Channel 10 now.
Well, she can still be against Koshy. She can still be against Koshy. Maybe different time slots, but...
Am I Koshy?
What's that meant to me?
No, it's good to be in this room again, Matt.
Yeah, it is good. We're going to have a bit of fun. We're going to go through club by club and just take a look at what your club might want, need, or be wishing for Christmas, particularly from a fan's perspective. So we've been doing
it. Is it from
research.
A fan's perspective? Oh, I'm going to do it all again. I didn't get the brief.
Fan or club perspective. Okay. Whatever, anything to do with that team.
To be honest, Cal, it's whatever perspective you like. This is just an excuse to do the podcast.
Pretty much, and to give us something to do for half an hour.
Don't tell the bosses.
As long as we don't play any Christmas carols, I'm fine.
What's your favourite Christmas carol?
None. I hate them
none.
All. I hate Christmas carols. You walk through the shops this time of year and they're playing that bloody Mariah Carey song.
What a Scrooge. I heard that on Nova this morning.
That's a good one.
I actually wanted to use that as the opener today, but there were copyright issues that prevented us from doing that.
I like the one from Love Actually. I feel it in my fingers. That one.
No.
I feel just it in my tongue. No? Yeah, you're nodding. Jack knows.
Actually, I watched some carols the other night on TV. Briefly, they weren't great.
Snooze fest.
No, that's not the real carols, though. The real carols is Christmas Eve.
Right.
From Sydney Mine.
We've already gone off on a real tangent. Speaking of carols, do you know Adelaide? They have their own Christmas carols as well.
Do they?
Let's start with the Adelaide Crows.
Good segue.
What do they need in 2018?
Well, I'm suggesting that their Christmas wish will be for a puppy. Because do you know what puppies do, Matt? They give a yelp. And that's what the Crows definitely didn't do on Grand Final Day.
That is clever.
Well done.
They were pathetic on Grand Final Day. Jeez, it'd be nice to have a good Grand Final again because it's been a while. And it's probably been one out of the last five that have been good games on Grand Final Day. And the Crows contribute absolutely nothing to Grand Final. So give them a puppy, have a yelp.
They turned up.
Oh,
No, they didn't.
I don't think they did, to be honest with you. Full credit to the Tigers, but geez, Adelaide were poor. So they get a puppy of their choice. They can have a Labrador. They can have a Jack Russell. They can have a Shih Tzu. I don't know what they want. They can have whatever they want, but something that gives a bloody yelp.
Well, I'm going to take your puppy
and
go one further. That they actually need a time machine sitting under the Christmas tree so they can go back in time, go back to Grand Final Day and actually have a crack.
Okay.
There's a theme emerging.
It's developing, and I'll go one better than that.
No.
I reckon they want a flag.
Well, yeah, that's pretty obvious. I think every club...
No, so that's what I've got for under every club.
Just a premiership cup?
I genuinely want to run this past you. I think that they, off the back of what was obviously a disastrous grand final performance, they could actually do it next year.
Of course they could. They have regained, or they've gained Bryce Gibbs. They lose Jake Lever and Charlie Cameron, obviously. So you're losing a bit. You're gaining a very good player, but you are losing a bit. However, their midfield was smashed in that grand final. In saying that, the addition of Bryce Gibbs, and I think the way he plays probably wouldn't have made a difference on grand final day.
But 12 months later as well, I mean...
Not many teams lose and then come back the next year, though.
They'll be better prepared.
You'd like to think that they're going to develop. You would like to think
it
that they're
It doesn't happen that much. I mean, the Hawks did it. You know,
2012, 2013.
Yeah.
But Brody Smith is a big loss, and obviously he'll miss all of 2018 with that knee.
The Brisbane Lions...
Yeah, the Brisbane Lions. Oh, a little bit more serious than that one. Re-signings of Hugh McCluggage and Alex Witherden would be top of the Christmas wish list, I think, for the Lions. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon, but you never know. That'd be ideal for them, though. They need to sort of attract and get and keep all their talent. And the other thing, Are there any chance the Lions could actually train at the Gabba? They seem to train everywhere else during pre-season apart from at the Gabba. So maybe that's on top of the wish list as well. Maybe now that Kevin Mitchell Jr. is gone, they might actually be able to touch their home ground.
Well, I was going to actually, that was mine. I was going to say, Kevin Mitchell Jr. is going to have a happy retirement. They'll be wishing for that that they can actually get onto the Gabba. But
they're everywhere. They're probably training down my local club tonight.
I feel sorry. When they're training in Tasmania this week.
Yeah.
I do feel sorry for them. I hope that next year no one wants to leave. They need stability. That's what they'll be wishing.
You are right. Look, I've actually got the inside word from the North Pole, and I've heard that Santa is just bringing the Brisbane Lions coal. So they get nothing because they got Luke Hodge.
Oh. Hold a grudge. You know, it was actually Luke Hodge's decision to go there, you know.
Chris Fagan put it in his head.
It was Luke Hodge retired. And he changed his mind. So I think direct your anger towards your great captain.
The Lions are getting cold.
Out of all the things that shocked me in football this year, that's got to be perhaps the biggest.
The problem was, in terms of shock value, it's sort of been...
It had been touted,
yeah,
hadn't it?
For long enough so that when it actually happened, it was like, oh, okay, well, that's going to happen.
Because there had been reports, too, that he might be going to the Gold Coast. It came out that he wanted to go to Queensland for some reason. Maybe he just likes the warm weather. Maybe he's light and easy. He's been redirected.
I hope it has been.
Yeah, well, you'd think so.
Well, he's looking pretty slim and fit at the moment, so he probably has.
But I just,
he's not going there for a couple of dollars either.
No. But we were watching.
I don't think he's on a bad wage.
We were watching back. When we were in the studio the other day, Nat, filming Footy Feed Year in Review.
Check it out on afl.com.au.
And we saw Luke Hodge in those Brisbane Lions colours.
It looks wrong.
I still can't believe it. I was actually down at Hawthorn on the weekend doing a story, and Blake Hardwick's got number 15.
Yeah, they should have retired that number for a year, I think.
Well, no pressure on him.
No, none at
all. I mean, you should have seen the reaction of the fans.
Do you think
fans are fascinated by numbers?
They are for the minute, and then they move on, I think. I don't think the... it lasts, the sort of attraction about numbers. I think soon enough they just move on.
I don't get it either, but I do know that it's one of the highest rating stories.
At the time it happens.
Who's getting whose number?
Yeah, but like a week later, no one really cares.
I don't think anyone now will be thinking about Blake Hardy. And when he does it, misses a shot in, you know, round six, I don't think they'll be worried about it. Yeah. Moving on.
To Carlton now.
Yeah, I hope they've got mates rates with the builder because they might need an extra shelf at the club next year to put their next spoon.
Wouldn't that be? I thought you were going down the premiership path. Like,
yeah.
He's gone off his tree.
And I was like, what?
And then, but maybe don't they need a...
How do they not finish bottom
maybe
two?
Maybe they need a new kitchen drawer for this.
True. Well, either or. Mates rates with the builder. Maybe they can get both. Look, how do they not finish bottom two? I can't see how they don't finish 17th or 18th. They've lost probably their two best players. Look, they've got a very good underbelly of young players and young talent, and we know the stars that are coming through there, and Charlie Curnow could have an outstanding year and push him right up the ladder. Still to be seen. And they've got Sam Petrovsky, Seaton, Paddy Dow will play a lot of footy next year as well. But, geez, I think they're
still
going to be a pretty
young
poor team next year. I just can't see them kick enough goals. And I'd like to see that game plan become a little bit more exciting. The worst thing about it is we're going to see him seven times in Thursday and Friday nights.
Mm. Yeah, that's not great. My Christmas wish list for Carlton would be a brand new knee for Sam Doherty because he's such a massive loss. If they can just get some kind of, I don't know, technology and just give him a whole new knee, unless you want to donate your knee, Cal.
Could it be like one of those things where, you know, where Thorpey like fell off the edge and then Craig Stewart, was it Craig, what's his name? Anyway, I
can't remember his name. It's a big story at the time.
Well, anyway, he donated his place. So maybe someone at the Blues can just,
donate their knee. Yeah.
For a year.
I'm going to look up that bloke's name now. For me, I really hope that Brendan Bolton's future doesn't become an issue. There's a new CEO down there now. Now, remember with Stephen Trigg, he had this deal that he's on staff, he's on salary. And Kane Little, the new CEO, says, oh, we're going to keep it that way. I'm not sure if that gives the coach ultimate security, to be honest. I think it's a bit of a myth that the coach is super secure because he's on staff. I mean, surely that means that you just get a little bit of notice and...
4 weeks' notice.
Yeah, or it might be, even if it's two months or 3 months. I don't think Brendan Bolton has all that much security. You would want to show something if you were Carlton this year for Brendan Bolton to be safe. I think what do you think?
Some little sprouts of growth.
You'd hope that that term never sees the light of day again. Look, they need to be more open in terms of how they present themselves, for sure.
I agree with that. Let's move on to Collingwood. Cal, what are they?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
Well,
I think the Christmas tree?
Top of their, well, don't know what present they're going to get, but they'd be hoping that Jamie Elliott stayed away from the backyard cricket on Christmas Day, I think, because is there any chance they could have some luck?
Yeah, I know.
That ankle injury, the latest setback.
The
back injury. Just haven't seen the best of him. We saw him bits and pieces last year at his best, and it was exciting, and he's so important to them. He's kicked 30 goals on numerous occasions in seasons. They need him up and going, and it seems like after that surgery, you know, a few weeks ago, that he's not quite going to be there for a little while yet.
They'll be wishing Sarah Allen, their media manager, a very safe and happy Christmas, because Sarah is expecting her first baby in the new year, and I wish Sarah nothing but the best. She is
pleasure, an absolute jet
to deal with. That wasn't my Christmas wish. That was like a side one.
That was a card.
That was a card, yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was, and I used one of those cheap stamps you can get where you pay card only.
Oh, cheapo.
Cheap.
Have you come across
No.
It's Christmas. It's all about giving.
What if you include a $100 note in the card?
Well, that's a bit of risk. I don't know if I'd send...
Yeah, if I was a postie...
Send $100 cash through the mail, Gal.
You used to do that.
Money order. Yeah. Money order check, thanks.
Yeah, I think you can just use a bank transfer these days. Or an app or something.
Open your bank on Christmas morning. log in.
I reckon they, now that the Nathan Buckley thing's all been put to bed, they just need a couple of wins to justify that new contract.
Yeah, that's true.
Just a couple of wins early days are really important for Collingwood next year. Yep.
So my wish list for Collingwood is more specific. It's to one particular player.
Here we go.
Jeremy Howe. I hope on Christmas morning he opens a present and it says, to Jeremy from Joe Danaher, and it's the Mark of the Year award, just wrapped up in some nice little paper.
Well, did we have to get to the bottom of what you actually win for that?
I don't know what you win.
You used to win a car, but I'm not so sure.
He was robbed.
I think Danaher won notoriety this year by claiming the Mark of the Year.
To be honest, it wasn't his fault.
No, it's not his fault.
I mean, people voted for him. In breaking news, I can tell you that the big story from the qualifiers for the 2004 Athens Olympics was Craig Stevens.
Stuart Stevens.
Well, he did a very selfish thing for his country, didn't he? And I think Ian went on to win a gold medal in that race, so good work.
That was an incredible day. Remember?
Bombers, are we up to?
The Bombers.
Do you want to go first, Tomo?
I think this is a pretty simple one, and I wouldn't be surprised if it's delivered shortly after Christmas, and that is John Worsfold getting a new contract. I don't know. We don't need to go into season 2018 with that being a distraction of any kind. He says that it's in his calendar to meet with Xavier Campbell, the CEO, in February. I think that will get done. Cal, you cover the Bombers for us?
Yeah.
A certainty?
I'd be pretty surprised if it wasn't. Yeah. It wasn't done reasonably soon. He couldn't have done too much more, John, in his 2 years at the club. However, much more has to be done this year. I think for me, they have to make a final this year in 2018. Otherwise, it's a failed year and they haven't won one since 2004. There's people at high school now who weren't born when Essendon last won a final. So it's a long, long time and it's an absolute failure if they don't win a final in 2018. And there's a bit of optimism about the Bombers at the moment. I think they're a little bit happy about how the trade period went and all that. Plenty of smiles out there. But unless they actually get the job done, then it'll be a wasted year. So that should be top of their list.
That and Jake Stringer just behaving himself and getting it together on the field. No issues with his body. If he can do that, then I think they'll go a long way to hopefully winning a final and a secondary one. Can Joe Danaher just shave his moustache off? Because he needs a razor.
Did you see Jake's haircut last week?
Ew, that's horrible as well. So razors all round for the Bombers.
Well, I think he might have done it himself, Jake. Because it didn't look like... I'll tell you what, if he paid a lot of money for it, that is a concern.
How much do you pay for a haircut, Tomo?
About $15. Down in Mooney Ponds. If you go on a Sunday, they have the Sunday
special.
You?
What about you, Nat?
$30.
What about you, Jack, our producer?
Probably 75.
You've been known to play in the 70s and 80s.
Yeah, that's $75 for a haircut.
Thinking about it.
$50 for
a little bit much.
Geez, I think you're paying overs.
How much did you pay, Cal, when you had that bleach blonde mohawk thing?
That was a home job. So whatever the Schwarzkopf cost.
That never made it on air, did it?
No.
That was a great look.
Let's go to the Fremantle Dockers now. They've got their new home out at Cockburn Central.
That's right. It's Cockburn, everyone, despite the fact that it's spelt otherwise. Cal.
I'm going to go under the tree is the Nat Fife that we saw during the IRS because that is a Nat Fife that was different to the one we saw during the season. First season back since that. Obviously, the leg injury and I think next year, if he can play like he did in November during those IRS games, then Fremantle will be rising up the ladder.
So let me get this right. You want Nathan Fyfe to carry his IRS form into season 2018.
Did you see him? He was outstanding.
That was unbelievable.
It's not just about him, how he played in terms of his ball movement or his ball use or his dominance. It was just the presence he had.
Yeah.
And
the leadership.
At the fitness. And you could see he looked fitter and stronger and better and more confident in his body. So,
well, he'd be good in AFLX.
Would you risk your best players in AFLX? Although clubs don't really have a say on that. But
yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that all pans out.
Depends how much money is offered to them to play.
Yes. Or other kind of contra.
I think there's some clubs who are a little bit concerned that everyone might be putting up their hand to play in AFLX because it's basically an extra payment for pre-season, isn't it, really?
Mm.
You're doing pre-season just on a different scale. So, old mate Johnny over there puts his hand up and takes the cash to play.
Mm.
And
interesting.
Others may put their hand up and not.
I think there's a bit to play out there. Mm. I think there could be some storylines worth chasing in that space. Not that I'm trying to give journos or other outlets tips.
Please don't do that. A fit Harley Bennell. We saw him make his debut finally towards the back end of 2017, and it would be amazing if he could carry that fitness and form into 2018, because
we really
haven't seen the best from him yet, and it's been such a long time.
We saw so much at Gold Coast, didn't we? That was outstanding footy.
Exactly.
Absolute match winner.
He's got so much talent, and we just haven't seen it because injuries have been so cruel.
I don't think he's going to be able to do it at this point. It's been too long. Not many come back from a few years out.
I hope he can. That's my Christmas
wish for
Freo.
I hope for Freo's sake that Ross Lyon's future doesn't become under question. I know there's a theme developing with some of my points here, but I still think...
You love a coach second,
don't
you?
I still think that coaches are some of the most fascinating people in our game, and they obviously get a lot of coverage. But, you know, coaches' contracts are critical. And Ross is on a long-term deal.
Mm.
There was speculation going around last year about that Collingwood inquiry that I know was doused by the Dockers with fury. but
doused.
But sometimes where there's smoke, there's fire. I don't know what to make of it. But all I'm saying is that if Freo lose their first 10 games or something, I'm going to be interested to hear the commentary coming out of WA.
Mm.
What do you think?
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
You are listening to a special podcast from AFL.com.au, a Christmas edition of AFL Exchange and...
Road to the Draft, number one podcast on AFL.com.au.
1 million streams.
Any chance you've got. Let's head down the highway from where we're sitting right now to Geelong. I'm going to go first here.
Yo.
Geelong fans will be wishing and hoping that Gary actually plays.
He'll play. And you know what they'll be hoping for as well? That he plays in a home final at Simmons Stadium. Mm. Too soon to bring that one up
too
again?
Too soon.
I'm so sick of them talking about that.
Yeah. Just give him a home final.
No, don't. They get the advantage of playing down at Simmons Stadium that other clubs don't get throughout the year. That's your advantage for the year. And then when you're up against a bigger game and a bigger
But you can see their point of view.
No, I can't. Because,
but well, everyone else gets to play at their home ground.
No, they don't. Essendon play a final at Etihad?
There have been finals played at Etihad.
Did the Bulldogs?
No,
that's true.
No. St Kilda didn't.
But the Interstaters do. And a Geelong.
No, they don't. There hasn't been any finals upstairs for years.
Oh, what about the Spotless Stadium, GWS?
No, up here.
Oh, no, I meant like Interstaters in terms of they get their home ground.
That's fair enough. Because they have to travel.
But so did Geelong.
Geelong have to travel.
No, well, where do they travel?
Up the
highway. In the bus.
In the bus.
I actually think they drive most of the place, don't they?
They'll live about half an hour away.
I think, on the back of the Ablett discussion, that we need a new nickname for Dangerfield, Selwood and the Ablett combo.
What have you got?
Well, one of our sub-editors, Ben Sutton, has suggested Danger Woodlet.
Danger Woodlet.
I actually don't mind it.
I couldn't come up with anything better, so I'm not going to take credit for that. That was all Sats, but Danger Woodlet, is it going to catch on?
I reckon it could.
It might. If we give it a bit of a push along by talking about it here and then putting it in the
Danger
on the cycler. And over
I like it.
Danger Woodlet.
The first time the three of them combine and Sats is on deck,
you know
the
what?
Yeah,
the
that'll be in the DEFCON.
I'll put a wish up there. Round one next year, I hope that Chris Scott puts them all at the centre bounce. Gets the photo out of the way.
Oh, that'd be so good.
Just gets it done.
Awesome. Righto, Gold Coast. What do you think they're wishing for?
Well, can I have a few? Tom Lynch's signature. Maybe a home ground.
Yeah.
A coach that lasts more than 3 years. And also Lachie Weller, a star, so they can put his beautiful face on every billboard in the Gold Coast, because I think they'll be wasting no time to do that. I'm still waiting on a pair of sunnies from Lachie as well, because he's been promoting sunnies for about 3 years. Still haven't got a pair.
Okay. Well, just put
you
the
showed me that
on
Instagram the other day, and I looked at it and thought, I said, that's an ad. And you said, yeah, it is. I thought you were trying to tell me it was just his post. But
No. That's his modelling.
This is what Gold Coast need. They need business class travel for the entire team on their next trip to China, because that was just ridiculous.
Didn't get it.
They didn't get it. It was.
Gary did.
Gary did.
The chairman.
2 meter Peter got it. The chairman, Tony Cochran, got it. Mark Evans, I think, was in business, but not even Rocket was in business.
Well, you know why? Because you're in business.
No, I wasn't. I'm not Matt Thompson. That's
funny.
Only reserved for Tomo. I was
Can
in
plebs. Can we
confirm
something, by the way?
Yes.
Can we confirm that Matt took business class to the draft?
Yes.
And on the way home?
Because I was wearing my suit.
And on the way home, may have almost also had a daybed thing.
But that wasn't my fault. That's what they had on the plane. They had
a pod. You had a pod.
It was the plane that was going somewhere else.
For a 42-minute
plane.
And
they upgraded me very kindly, Virgin Australia, because my flight was delayed.
Meantime, myself and our two cameramen are in economy.
And also I shifted to a much, much earlier flight.
And I had 3 hours sleep because I had to get on a 7 a.m.
Unless you went to bed at 11.
Virgin Australia is a magnificent partner of the AFL, Matt. Magnificent partner. And
yes.
Their lounge service is terrific.
And I've got a lot of velocity.
Never been
points.
In the lounge.
Velocity.
You have too been in the lounge.
Once.
Don't give us that.
All right, what's your wish for Gold Coast?
That they're not winless by the time they play their first home game of the season.
Which is?
Round 10.
Are you excited about the Commonwealth Games?
I am, actually, because, as you know, I like those kind of sports. But and I'm looking forward to seeing what the graphics are like on the TV coverage. But I'm also...
He's not lying, guys.
He loves news graphics.
I'm also looking forward to the Winter Olympics for the same reason. Although the snow is also cool.
Scotty James.
Yeah. Your mate. We'll see how he goes. He's in the... What's he in, the half pipe?
I don't know. Red Bull gear.
Yeah, there's also the Chumpy Pullen in the snowboard cross.
That's not his real name, is it?
Alex Chumpy Pullen.
It's not his real name. That's I don't think name. It can be his real name.
Anyway, looking forward to the Winter Olympics as well before the footy starts.
GWS.
All right, for GWS, I'm going to go a little bit more individual here. I'm going to say that Brett Dilidio and his Christmas wish is going to wish that he could wake up on Christmas Day and just think that 2017 was a dream, a bad dream, and it didn't happen. He can just wake up on Christmas Day and actually that year didn't happen.
Is he back at Richmond?
No, he's back at GWS at the end of 2016. He's just had his first month there. Because if he could turn back time, I don't think anyone would have enjoyed 2017 less than Brett Dilidio.
Oh, I felt sorry for him. That prelim when Trent Cotchin went up to him, I don't know what was said between the two of them and they just had a moment. I really felt like Brett Dilidio probably deserved to be.
He did make the call to leave.
Yeah.
My Christmas wish for GWS fans was actually going to be that they get some more. Well, they need some more fans, don't they? And that's something to hope for.
You can't just get a fan, though, can you?
Well, you probably can, but...
You can buy them.
It'd be good if they...
That's what Matty did with his Twitter followers.
No, it's not. It'd be good if they did grow their supporter base somewhat, though. You'd think after a couple of years of prelims that maybe things might start looking up. And
who's their number one ticket holder?
Mel
Doyle. She was at the Swans.
I don't think she was their number one
ticket holder. No, but she used to be a Swans.
Well, so they have to get their supporters from somewhere. So I don't have a problem with people changing from the Swans to the Giants if that's what
can't
I want to
change
do.
Can't change teams.
Anyway, that's a whole other podcast, but good luck to Mal and the Giants next year. Hawthorn.
What was your Giants one?
You just skipped over me.
Oh, sorry.
What is this?
I thought you'd done
taken
the Giants
over
one.
The bloody podcast. This is very targeted at Toby Green. I think he needs to go to a yoga retreat somewhere in Bali, get his meditation on, get some mindfulness, and just come back and be really chill in 2018 so he doesn't get into any more MRP trouble.
Good call.
Okay, the Hawks.
You go first with the Hawks, Nat, because they're your team. I'm not sure if anyone was aware of that.
What Hawthorn fans would love is a permanent Luke Hodge retirement. just to retire now.
Double barrel.
Just retire now.
Change his mind.
Yep. Just go back again. Retire now, so that he hasn't played a game for the Brisbane Lions, and it's all good. He finishes a Hawthorn player. That's what we want.
You know, in 1998, as Premier Jeff Kennett started the vanilla slice triumph, where they just judged the best vanilla slices in Victoria. So I reckon his Christmas wish should be just the best Christmas vanilla slice that he can get.
Where do you get the best vanilla slice?
Well, everywhere. There's a lot of bakeries that say the best vanilla slice in Victoria.
Judged by and who?
I think there's one down at Sorrento that's pretty good.
Yeah, well, I reckon that one's a bit overrated.
Jack Haley's nodding his head in agreement, our producer.
You can tell where Jack goes on holidays.
Yeah. Vanilla slice over a trifle for Jeff.
Yeah, Sorrento's a bit too hoity-toity for me to go on holidays.
Oh, all
right. I don't get the invite down that way. I head further down the surf coast, the other side of the bay.
Anglesey.
Even a bit further, Lawn.
Well, Lawn.
Yeah. Hey,
what's your wish list? Have you done that for Hawthorn yet?
No, it's the Jager plays all year.
Oh, well, that's good too. And a fit and firing Cyril Rioli, if we're being serious. And maybe Tom Lynch. I mean, the list is huge.
Mm.
I'd like Tom Lynch.
That's true.
Are you Snapchatting?
No, I was just being distracted by something else, though. We are moving on to the days, have we?
We are, just a second. Mm. Before we do, I just wanted to pause the podcast halfway through and send some Cheerios.
Oh.
So feel free. But my first Cheerio is to Andrew Lowther, our Chief of Staff.
Yes.
Who is getting married this Christmas.
He is, on Friday.
And we congratulate him and his lovely wife-to-be, Zena.
Woohoo! Drew is off the market, everyone.
And also a former AFL Exchange
podcast
panelist.
Member.
Yeah.
And we should also do a shout-out to Matt Thompson, who's...
I said, why am I getting a shout-out? That wasn't the cue to give me a shout-out.
Yeah, we're going to give you a shout-out. Baby number two.
Wait,
well,
Tomo.
Not yet. Soon.
Soon? Yeah. That's very exciting.
Hope fingers crossed. Anyone else you'd like to give a cheerio to?
Hi, Mum.
Who should I give a cheerio to? Oh, you know who'll be listening. One of my best mates, Will. He'll be listening to the show. So
hey, Will.
He always
listens
to the podcast every week, so I'll give him one.
All right, I've got one more. Michael Wilson from AFL Photos.
Oh, brilliant photographer.
Have you seen some of the pictures that he's been producing in the past few weeks?
I'm very biased and had been lucky enough to spend a lot of time working with Michael over the last few years, but he's easily the best snapper in the game. He's outstanding. He can do everything. He has a book out.
Get it for Christmas.
He do action. He does training. He does photo shoots. He has the best ideas. He has a great rapport with people.
Wouldn't that be a good Christmas present, his book?
Great coffee table book.
Yeah. And those photos from New Zealand with the Hawks.
Oh, they're incredible.
Well, they're not in the book, but yeah, they are outstanding.
No, you can print them out if you want.
I actually had a bit of a chat. Yeah, you can buy them online, aflphotos.com.au. I had a quick chat with Michael just before, the other day, and he actually did the hike.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And he's getting married as well.
Oh, there you go. Happy days!
Woo! Who is he getting married?
You got any announcements? No announcements from Jack.
Jack's going to get a $75 haircut. That's his announcement.
Let us know if you need to send any Cheerios, Jack, between now and the end of the show. We might even give you a mic. Let's go.
No.
Oh, no, maybe not. Melbourne.
Well, I reckon the D's need another key forward, so I reckon they should get Christian Petrarca to pull some strings and get Ben Simmons back over the post.
Oh, imagine that.
Category B, he can pick where he wants to go.
How good would that be?
Okay, I think...
That is the best
no, the
point
money.
So far.
The we money.
Got, we got that one, do we?
Okay. What does the Category B rookie get paid compared to what coin he's
on? Well, it's outside the salary cap until he plays. So.
Okay, so they can maybe tweak.
This is a debate we actually had about the recruit. So you can actually be basically sponsored by anyone to be a Category B player because it's outside the salary cap. So I made the point to some people in the AFL building that so potentially my uncle could sponsor me to go on Essendon's list, which is a bit of a joke, but it sort of can work like that.
Mm.
Anyway, I don't think it's going to happen. So I don't think we have to worry about it.
No, I don't think so either.
No, but I'm just thinking about how it might be able to. No,
come back. Maybe he can come back.
He's got the love of the game clause with his basketball contract that he can go and play. So in his contract, Jack's explained this to me, he has the love of the game clause. So that's how he was able to go down to Diamond Valley Basketball Stadium in the off-season and shoot some hoops with some mates.
Well, Christian was there watching that, though.
There you go.
Maybe it's on.
Maybe. And then he went and had drinks with him and
LeBron.
So.
This is what the D's need. They need some cement.
Why?
To harden up and just go on that training camp. What was with that? Cancelling their training camp.
Well, that and the fact that they couldn't it seems, go to the coach and have a whinge about it. They went to the Players Association when you got the union involved.
Ridiculous.
That mind falls into the similar line and takes it to another level, I guess, because I'm saying that they won't. I reckon if I was a Demons fan, I'd be hoping that the players don't fall for the sledging that is going to come their way in round one. Because if that's not used, I mean, it just paints this picture of a football club that doesn't need to be painted as soft. I'm not saying they're soft, but it's the perception of soft.
I don't mind it because I think those boot camps are garbage.
I don't necessarily agree.
Because you would never do one.
No, that's true. You know what?
And neither would I.
A lot of clubs do them. A lot of clubs do them, and only one wins the flag every year, and not always the club who doesn't wins the flag.
I think it's a good bonding exercise.
You know what's more better bonding, I reckon? If they went out on Saturday night and booked a table at a restaurant.
They bond anyway.
They spend that much time together.
And look at bonding in different situations.
I don't reckon.
Look at other sports.
Put your phones away for 20 minutes.
You don't see like the Philadelphia 76ers going out on a boot camp, do you?
Well, I don't know. I haven't been to Philadelphia or covered too much of their stuff.
But even the Hawks went camping. They were camping for two nights in the bush in Queenstown.
It's about changing things up from your normal routine just to do something different, because it must get so mundane doing the same thing every day.
But some of the stuff they had to do last year, like stand with their eye closed in the middle of a muddy paddock or something for 2 hours, like that doesn't sound like all that.
I'd be keen for that.
Be a cow.
All right.
That's actually Rosie's favourite animal. The
cow?
Yeah, she can do the sound.
Can you do it?
She goes moo.
But how do you do it?
How do I do it? I'm not falling for that trap.
You just did.
All right, Port Adelaide, Tomo, what do they want?
Are we skipping over North?
Oh, I forgot North Melbourne.
All North Melbourne want for Christmas is to be remembered by Nat Edwards.
Sorry, everybody.
Well, I'm going with North Melbourne. Their Christmas wish is to keep Good Friday because the Dogs were stripped of it after a year.
And I just don't know about the tying Christmas and Good Friday in together. I guess.
Well, depends what you believe, I guess.
Mine, as you think of one quickly, Nat, is for North to land a big fish finally. They didn't do all that well trying to land that big fish in the trade period in 2017.
No, but they had a crack.
Well, they keep telling us, oh, we had a crack. Oh, that's jolly good, isn't it? We had a crack. I mean, at some point, you've got to use the salary cap money that you've got and go get someone.
Matthew O. Thompson.
That's the sunburn from the other day.
You are very sunburnt.
I've been out watching tennis.
What do you got now?
Billy Hartung.
Oh, a Hawthorn connection.
And, obviously, they recruited Jed Anderson a few years back, who never really came on. He hasn't shown his true potential yet. For North Melbourne,
I think he's hit his potential.
For North Melbourne's sake, I hope that they haven't recruited another Hawthorn dud. That's all I'm saying.
Port Adelaide.
For Koshy to shut up.
You've got it out for Koshy, don't you?
Koshy's going to get his third mention of the show.
What's going on?
I was going to say his wish should be that Gold Coast wears its away strip.
You stole my thunder.
We all went Koshy. What does that say about Port Adelaide that we've all gone Koshy? What does it say about us?
Well, but the fact that Koshy maybe needs to take a little bit of a back seat and the club needs to come forward and be on their own.
What were you telling me about Koshy and the jacket that he wore at Carol's by Candlelight? Was it you?
No, it wasn't me.
Someone was telling me his jacket was like $6,000.
Yeah, I think it was Jen Phelan. Yeah,
he borrowed it off you.
It was,
No, I don't own a $6,000 jacket, I promise.
It was a super expensive jacket.
But that is very, because we just, to be honest, we haven't discussed all those points that we've got written down before we came into the studio. No. So the fact that we've all mentioned Koshy does say something. I think their off-season was pretty interesting. I think all that speculation about Ken Hinckley's future was fascinating. Mm. Really, really interesting.
It was a big game there, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was like a game of chess.
Sort of all opened up for Ken, didn't it? Because the Gold Coast.
Look, they had a great trade period. I think they're going to be a really interesting team and an interesting story to follow next year.
All right, you want to go first for the Tigers?
As a Tigers fan, and I'm sure inside the four walls of the Swinburne Centre, as Damien Hardwick would say, not to do a Bulldogs.
Well, I was going to say their Christmas wish would be a Barocca to stop the Premiership hangover.
That's good.
What do you do for a hangover?
I take 2 Panadol the night before and drink some water.
The night before you go out?
No, the night before I go to sleep, like after a session. And drink some water, and I always wake up fine.
What about you, Tomo?
No, I'm a bit the same, actually. If you manage to have some water and some Aspro or something before you go to bed, happy days.
What do you do?
No, nothing.
I think that's why you need to get onto that.
All right.
Of course, we were endorsing responsible drinking.
Serious, yes, of course.
Period.
My serious run was that 100,000 members. Could they do it?
Yeah.
Could they be the first club to do it?
Those scenes after they won the flag were just demonstrative.
Just sign up everybody down Swan Street.
Of just how many Richmond fans there are.
I agree.
I think Richmond needs a Dustin Martin bobblehead. Have you seen them?
I think they've got them.
I was watching, I think I was stalking probably, Dusty on Instagram, and he's got his bobblehead, but he's wearing lots of different outfits, so he's like a Star Wars character. And
don't you have a bobblehead?
I got one made, yeah.
But it hasn't arrived yet.
No, it hasn't arrived. I reckon that got... No, I don't think I'm getting it either.
Hey, they're at Chatty now. They do them at Chatty. You can just line up at Chatty and do them.
Yeah, no, the line was too long when I went the other day.
They're open 24 hours as well. Like. Yeah.
Anyway, Chatty. Every Richmond supporter should have a Dustin Martin bobblehead for Christmas.
Oh, that'd be great. Can you get me one?
So everyone, little piece of dust. Have a bit of dust.
Everyone gets a little bit of Christmas dust. Like it. St Kilda.
Marjorie.
Obvious one, Paddy McCartan. Just to have a clean run at it.
Oh, my God. Are you looking at my sheet of paper?
And Jack Billings to kick straight, because he'll be an All-Australian if he does.
That there is no delay in moving back to Moorabbin. No. The quicker they can get out of Seaford, with all due respect to the people of Seaford, including one of our producers who lives down there by the beach. Good luck to him. But you know who you are, Ryan. But...
Just add him.
But look, Seaford, lovely place, but a little bit far away. So Moorabbin's just going to be that touch closer.
I like that. I'm just going to second what Cal said about Paddy McCartan. Really want him to have it.
Yeah, I think we all do, really.
The Swans.
I'm going to go with a nice one here. I really want to see Alex Johnson play a game for the first time since that 2012 grand final. I think everyone at that club would as well. Obviously, re-rookied him. This is probably his last chance at it. He's been held onto the list for a long time now. So it's about... You know, there is a time limit on these sort of things, and this is probably it. So, he obviously came back and played NEAFL last year. Be great to see him at senior level again.
On that, given they haven't seen him play since the 2012 Premiership win, I think the Swans need another Premiership and the 2018 Cup, because I actually think they're really underachieved for the list that they have. They've got Buddy Franklin. They obviously missed out in 2014 and then in 2016 as well. I really think they've underachieved and their window could be closing. So I think they need to get on it and take out the 2018 flag.
Well, they give me your tip.
Maybe. They were my tip this year and I did terribly when they started 0-6,
and that's which the thing. I'm still recovering from.
Yeah, they need a good start.
I still cannot believe.
You're recovering.
It keeps me awake at night. I still cannot believe.
Hey, they lose to Carlton in round six.
that they were 0-6. So that's my vote for the Swans in terms of a Christmas present for them. They just need a slightly better start than 0-6. And I reckon that their fans will be happy. West Coast.
Nick Knapp.
Oh, how good is that going
to
be?
Nick Nat's under the tree. He's ready to go. And also Liam Ryan. I think they might get a mark of the year at the club next year and draftee Liam Ryan. But Nick Nat, it's all about Nick Nat.
Well, I wrote five Nick Nats. That's what they need under the Christmas tree.
Why not five?
Why not five?
That's that TV ad, isn't it? One taco, why not five?
You can have both.
It's the salsa ad. Like, little salsa girl.
You know, and she's like, you know, hard taco and then the soft taco. Why not have both? Matt, I love tacos.
What's your favorite Mexican meal, Tomo?
Nachos.
Nachos.
Yeah. What did you think I was going to say?
Didn't know.
What's yours?
I'd say, yeah, probably nachos or a burrito.
Yeah. Mm. I'm not a massive fan of Mexican, I must say.
I love Mexican food. It's my favourite cuisine.
It's not my top five foods in the world. Yeah,
can you go through them?
Well, the top of the list is Chinese.
And how is the Chinese food in China?
And then probably,
lemon chicken?
And then probably Italian.
Italian, yep.
And
keep going.
And maybe Greek.
Yep. You got two to go.
And
you can't go another Asian variety. No.
It's not all the same, Cal.
I know that.
Thank you.
I know that, but we've already hit that continent sort of thing.
Oh, okay, got it.
Well, what, some awesome, nice ribs from America?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Smoky barbecue.
You got one to go.
Type ribs. I don't mind donuts. Where do they come from?
That's not a cuisine.
The things you find out, eh? All right, West Coast.
I had my vote for West Coast.
Nick Nat, five Nick Nats, and...
There's no problem with the New Perth Stadium turf to start things off. Often when we have a new stadium open, just think about Etihad Stadium all the way back in the year 2000. There's normally some issues, like with Etihad, for example, they didn't build the coaches' boxes, they just kind of forgot them. There was problems with the tickets, I think. There was problems with the turf. Remember, I don't know if you guys are probably too young to remember.
I remember the first game that I went.
Gerard Whateley getting bounced by the security guard trying to do a live cross on the Channel 10 News out the front of Etihad Stadium.
That security guard's probably still here. Nothing else has changed about Etihad in that
live
time.
Live on TV. And I remember Stephen Quatermain going, Gerard, ask him why, ask him why. It was great TV. Anyway, let's just hope that the new stadium in WA doesn't have those kind of teething problems for the West Coast Eagles, because they're, of course, hosting the first game.
All right, we're on to the Dogs, are we?
Woof, woof.
Well, I think they should all spend Christmas Day together. Just it'll be a little bit more harmonious.
That was mine too, no infighting.
That's nice. I'm going to go with...
And one last party for 2017. And then just move along.
I was going to go with an efficient forward line because they are absolutely shocking when they go inside 50 and they can't convert. It's probably going to be even more difficult without Jake Stringer, but... Good luck to the Dogs.
Mm. Now, in honour of Damien Barrett...
They'll miss Travis Cloak's efficiency up forward.
Yeah. In honour of Damien Barrett, who is, of course, the... we're just going to move past that one for a variety of reasons. In honour of Damien Barrett of Sliding Doors fame, very popular column on AFL.com.au, but he, of course, added in the 19th team to the list. The AFL.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
What does the AFL want for Christmas?
I think they want a successful AFLX.
That's on my list.
I think there's a bit to go on that front because I don't think anybody really gets it or cares about it at the minute. And I certainly haven't spent too much time thinking about it. So it's going to be interesting to see how that one all plays out. Look, it's only a weekend. So, you know, how wrong can it go?
Probably it's a test. I mean, they're openly saying it's a test. Yeah. It's a trial. No prize money, which surprised me. We talked a little bit about player payments earlier. And obviously, I take it that doesn't go inside the salary cap either.
No, I don't know.
Anyway, that's going to be. There's lots of little things that have to be sorted out with AFLX. To start with, they need to announce a broadcaster as well. That would be handy.
Yep. Mid-Jan, apparently.
I've heard that. Everyone covers those games because they're short and sharp, and there's a few in a day, obviously.
Yeah, so what are you going to do? Write a match report for every 10 minutes?
I wouldn't have thought.
Yeah, so that's the thing. Like,
and the broadcast will go for like 3.5-4 hours.
That's the thing I don't get about the concept, right? So you've got this great idea to have a shorter form of the game. So let's broadcast it for 3.5 hours, which is longer than an actual broadcast of a real AFL game.
Yeah.
Hello, can someone explain that to me, please?
Not me.
Not me either.
Do you know, Jack? Do you know what the reason for that? Does it seem a little bit? Anyway,
it doesn't seem to make sense.
I am all for giving it a crack though. Don't get me wrong. I want to see it work. I want to see how it looks.
If it doesn't work, will it be called AFL Excuses?
Ooh.
Cutting.
Or if it works well, would they call it, I don't know, AFL Extravaganza? Could go which way.
That's better than what I had in my head just then.
My wish for the AFL is that the Gold Coast and Brisbane lift. Because footy in Queensland is in peril right now. And I think it's going to be a very tough year for that market because particularly the fact that there's not much footy happening in Queensland in the first part of the year. They've got a bit of work to do there. And the Lions obviously have had some success. The Gold Coast haven't had any success at all, pretty much.
But, you know, new coach, and he's obviously got a big job, Stuart Drew. So I'm interested to see how they play and how they look a little bit different or how they go. It will be fascinating to see how they go next year, those Tides.
My wish is for a bigger and better and more exciting AFLW comp in 2018.
Nice one.
I reckon you'll be right on that.
Stereotypical,
You probably will be right, given there's more teams.
No, that's next year.
Oh, that shows how.
You just revealed your cards.
In saying that, I was away all of last year's women's tournament. And
on your little junket.
No, I was on a paid holiday, that one.
Not paid for by one of your many sponsors.
No.
Well, that'll do it for us here on the...
No, there's still one more quiz.
Hey, there's one more,
What's
actually.
Your wish list? What do you want for Christmas?
What do we want?
Tomo.
Oh, what do I want for Christmas myself?
Yeah.
Well, I want my family to be happy and healthy.
Oh, that's so nice. Yeah. That's going to make me sound like an absolute knob.
You can't go Luke Hodge again.
Yeah, I was going to. I want Cyril Rioli sitting under my Christmas tree when I wake up on Christmas morning.
Don't know how your husband would feel about that.
No, he'd love Cyril more than I do.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth.
We'll leave it at that.
It's a story for another day, that one.
It's been a wonderful year. We love bringing you these podcasts because, to be honest, it is the, you know, for all of us in our different roles here at AFL Media, when we jump on air, we're often quite serious. Often Nat and I are telling some of the, let's be honest, the crap stories that, that you know, everyone needs to know about when it comes to footy, like injuries and other sorts of scandals and stuff, but, you know, tribunals and that. And so it can be quite serious at times.
It's nice to have some fun.
It is nice to come on the podcast.
Good on you,
Tommy.
Hey, Nat, have a good break.
Yeah, you too.
When are you back?
I'll be around, but I'll be back in full force in February.
Oh, lovely. I'm working through the Christmas New Year period, so I'll...
That'll keep you right up to date.
I'll be
Someone's got to do it.
Exactly. And Cal, enjoy your junket.
Yeah, just another one for you. I'll see you for a beer at the cricket on Boxing Day.
Oh, I can't wait.
That'll be
good. Oh, I thought he said can't come. And a big thank you, of course, to Jack, and a very Merry Christmas to him, our fabulous producer who's done so much work. And, of course, Cal is throwing us an after party after his terrific win.
Yeah, absolutely.
What?
And there was one more thing I wanted to say, and I can't remember what it was. Oh, yeah. Next year on AFL.com.au,
oh, no.
We'll be back bigger and better.
Obviously.
There'll be so much new fun stuff to watch and listen to.
We come back bigger and better every year.
So make sure you're back with AFL.com.au in season 2018.
Can you see us out with Jingle Bells?
No way.
Jingle Bells.
No
jingle
way.
Bells, and
jingle
down.
No way. Thanks, everyone. See ya.